Hey friend, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. You matter, and please keep taking the next right step. As usual, I'm praying for those countries where Pray Every Day is not yet in. So both of these are from Africa. There's Equatorial Guinea, 1.4 million, and Eritrea, which I happen to know is a very difficult place for any Christians, if there are any at all. But we know that God does great things in those places. 6 million folks need to know Jesus there. So Lord, we lift up Equatorial Guinea and Eritrea to you. We pray that you would visit those folks in dreams. We know that you can do supernatural, amazing ways of wooing them to yourself. And so I pray that. I pray that somehow, some way, you would get Pray Every Day into those countries. And Lord, bring to mind who you are. Show them even through nature that you are the God who loves them and sees them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 21. It's a longer chapter, so I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, one of my most favorite chapters in the Bible. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and the sea is no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things have passed away." He who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." He said, "Write, for these words of God are faithful and true." He said to me, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give freely to him who is thirsty from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes, I will give him these things. I will be his God and he will be my son. But for the cowardly, unbelieving, sinners, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars, their part is in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, who were loaded with the seven last plagues, came and he spoke with me, saying, "Come here. I will show you the wife, the Lamb's bride." He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, as if it were a jasper stone, clear as crystal, having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east were 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He who spoke with me had for a measure a golden reed to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, as I've been praying before, using that big long word, help us to have eschatological living. In other words, help us to live in light of the end times. Help us to live in light of the fact that these light and momentary afflictions are just that. They are light and they are momentary. You have given to us a weight of glory far beyond all comparison, that our present struggles are not going to compare to the greater glory that's going to come. It's just an amalgamation of a lot of verses that you have cemented into my heart for so many years. Lord, you are going to wipe away the tears from our eyes. So I pray for my friend listening today who has tears in their eyes right now as I'm praying this, because they are exhausted. They are burned out from life. They are in need of your presence, your holy, beautiful, powerful presence right now. They're tired. They are beaten down. They are broken. They are worried about finances. They are hurting. And so, Lord, you take note of them, and you know that this suffering that they're going through and the suffering that's going at the hands of others who are predatory and mean, Lord, that this is light and momentary. Help us to remember and to remind ourselves of that, that any pain that we're walking through right now is temporary, that it is not permanent, that our permanent place is with you. Our permanent place is bliss. Our permanent place is having every single tear wiped from our eye, our permanent place in heaven, in the new heavens and the new earth, is of eternal joy in your presence. And there will be no need for the sun anymore, because you are going to illuminate that place. And it will be a place not of boring harps and angels, but of unending cataclysmic joy. So Lord, help us to live in light of that today. And thank you that that's going to happen, and help us to endure because of what you will do. But Lord, we need a little bit of light right now. Would you just break through in Jesus' name, as I'm praying this right now, in Jesus' name, break through to my friend and shed light and set him or her blessedly, powerfully, amazingly free in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And do be praying for Equatorial Guinea and Eritrea, that the folks there would meet Jesus. And pray for Pray Every Day too. I would really appreciate it. And thank you so much for just loving the Word of God and loving prayer. I so appreciate you.